Maria, no. You're going to bump it. You're going to butt the mic.
How to discover God's will quickly. 3 points for your consideration. Hey, friends, thanks for watching. This week, I am exhausted. We have moved. We've put up our house that we've been living in for the last 7 years for sale. So that meant we took everything out. We loaded it up. We now are in a rental property. And the last couple of days, we've been trying to organize our lives. I haven't even had a chance to find my razor. Can you tell? But I did find an old prayer journal from 1998. And I flipped it open and I read some of my own words written over 20 years ago. And one of the prayers caught my attention. And I said, Lord, show me your will for my life. I flipped over to the next day, and the next day I had something very similar. Lord, reveal to me your will for my life. And again, the next day, a very similar prayer. Lord, show me your will for my life. And what I recognized in my own words was this anxiety about missing out on God's plan for my life. Can you relate? I think most of us can. So I'd like to share with you 3 things that I've learned since then that have really helped me in terms of my discernment of God's will for my life. Number one, God's will is revealed in the duties of our current circumstance. There's certain things you just don't need to pray about. One of them is your duties. You know, every state of life has a corresponding duty, whether we're single, married, widowed, student, employer, employee. God's will for our life is to do our duties well and with excellence. And not to do so hinders our growth and holiness. St. Jose Maria Escrivá said, great holiness consists in carrying out the little duties of each moment. Think about religious life. Traditionally, when communities were together, they would have a bell. And when the bell would ring, it would be an indication that everyone in the community would gather for prayer, or they would change their activities and they would go to work, or they would gather for a common meal. See, the bell was important because it indicated God's will for the next moment. So if there was a monk out in the field tending to a crop and he heard the monastic bell ding from his community, he didn't have to wonder what the next thing to do was. No, he just had to follow the rule of life. If that bell rang and it was a call to prayer with the community, he went. In this sense, the bell made God's will very simple for the religious community. In the married life, in the Yasinski household, we have many bells. And the bells have names.
Hi, my name is Madeline. Pleased to meet you.
Hey, my name's Jacob. I hope you're having a great day.
Hi, my name is Maria, and I'm 5.
Hi, my name's Christina. I'm 7.
My name, Sarah. Me, beautiful.
See, friends, these are my monastic bells. Aren't they beautiful? And through my children, God reveals to me His will. Because I, as a father, my primary duty is to get my children to heaven, to help them attain the highest good. I had many monastic bells that have gone off already today. My first one started at 5 a.m. Catherine was crying, so I went across the hallway to console her. My next one came around at 9 a.m. when Maria dumped a glass of milk upon the floor and I had to clean it up. At 9:05, another monastic bell went off because 3 of my children wanted to exclude one of the other ones from their play activity. We don't exclude people in our family. So I intervened. God's will for me is revealed in the needs of my family and how I can serve them. Now, it doesn't mean that I do every single whim that they have. No, it means how do I work for their good? Remember, the highest good for them is heaven. So the bells go off many, many, many times in the Yasinski household. See, it's simple, just not easy. So number two, the second point for your consideration of fulfilling God's will, live the moment with joy. So once you recognize your responsibilities, it's just not enough to do them. We have to do them with joy. The rule of Saint Benedict says, God loves a cheerful giver. God will not be pleased by the monk who obeys grudgingly, not only murmuring in words, but even in his heart. For even if he should fulfill the command, his performance would not be pleasing to God, who listens to his complaints. When my monastic bell rings in the Yazinski home, the challenge is not recognizing my responsibilities. The challenge is doing it with joy. Joy on my face, but also joy in the heart. And when I struggle with that, here's a little trick to shift from complaining to responding with joy. Remember the end. Remember the goal. If you're just looking at the task and just seeing it as a task, it will be burdensome. You got to look at the goal. What is the goal? Heaven. Getting my children to heaven. That's my goal. And so when I'm cleaning up the spilt milk, I'm on my hands and knees and I offer that duty for the salvation of the one who spilt the milk. And that little act has an eternal effect. There's no such thing as a little task in the spiritual life. Every little task that we do with love can win great grace for the one we offer it for. And number three, guard yourself from false idealisms. Something that prevents us from fulfilling God's will in the moment is wishing that we had a different circumstance or a different moment. It goes like this. If only I had a different job. If only I had a different vocation. If only I had married a different person. If only my children were more agreeable. If only I had a little bit more money. If only I had better health. And so we have these false idealisms that prevent us from embracing the duty of the present moment. Because we don't like our present moment, we reject it, we want another one. But if we can't find God here, we won't find him over there. We must embrace our present circumstances as they are and stop wishing for a different life. We don't need a different life. We just need a better response. So in summary, friends, number one, God's will is revealed in the duties of our present circumstance. Number two, we must live our circumstances and our duties with joy. And number three, we must guard ourselves from false idealisms that cause us to reject the duties of the present moment. And I hope these points help you live the Catholic life. God bless you, friends. Thank you so much for watching. Unfortunately, we do not know how much longer we will be on YouTube because YouTube has a habit of shutting down channels like ours. If you want to stay connected, head over to CatholicSpeaker.com and join Catholic Minute. That way you will receive all our new videos by email no matter where they are released on the internet. And a special thank you to our Patreon team who is sponsoring and supporting these videos. Your financial support helps us keep all our content free for the world. Thank you so much for your help.